Krishna Book, Canto 14, Sudama, Chapter 80, Scene 4. Krishna reminds Sudama of their student life. After receiving the Brahmana Sudama very nicely and seating him on his own cushioned bed, Lord Krishna spoke, "My dear Brahmana friend, you are a most intelligent personality, and you know very well the principles of religious life. I believe that after you finished your education at the house of our teacher, and after you sufficiently remunerated him, you must have gone back to your home and accepted a suitable wife. I know very well that from the very beginning, you were not at all attached to the materialistic way of life, nor did you desire to be very opulent materially, and therefore you are in need of money. In this material world, persons who are not attached to material opulence are very rarely to be found. Such unattached persons have not the least desire to accumulate wealth and prosperity for sense gratification. But sometimes they are found to collect money just to exhibit the exemplary life of a householder. They thus show how by proper distribution of wealth, one can become an ideal householder and at the same time become a great devotee. Such ideal householders are to be considered followers of my footsteps. I hope, my dear Brahmana friend, that you remember all those days of our school life when both you and I were living together at the boarding house. Actually, whatever knowledge both you and I received in our life was accumulated in that student life. For if a man is sufficiently educated in student life, under the guidance of a proper teacher, then his life becomes successful in the future. One can very easily cross over the ocean of nescience and is not subjected to the influence of my illusory energy. My dear friend, everyone should consider the father to be one's first teacher, because by the mercy of one's father, one gets this body. The father is therefore the natural spiritual master. Our next spiritual master is one who initiates us into transcendental knowledge, and such a person is to be worshipped as much as I am worshipped. The spiritual master may be more than one. The spiritual master who instructs the disciples about spiritual matters is called Shiksha Guru. And the spiritual master who initiates the disciple is called Diksha Guru. Both of them are my representatives. There may be many spiritual masters who instruct, but the initiator spiritual master is one. A human being who takes advantage of these spiritual masters and, receiving proper knowledge from them, crosses the ocean of material existence. Such a person is understood to have properly utilized the human form of life. Thus, one has practical knowledge that the ultimate interest of life, which is to be gained only in this human form, is to achieve spiritual perfection and thus be transferred back home, back to Godhead. My dear friend, I am Paramatma, the Supersoul present in everyone's heart, and it is my direct order that human society must follow the principles of Varna and Ashram. As I have stated in Bhagavad Gita, Human society should be divided, according to quality and action, into four varnas. And similarly, everyone should divide one's life into four parts. One should utilize the first part of life in becoming a bona fide student, receiving adequate knowledge, and keeping oneself in the vow of brahmacharya, so that one may completely devote one's life for the service of the spiritual master without indulging in sense gratification. A brahmachari is meant to lead a life of austerities and penance. The householder is meant to live a regulated life of sense gratification. But no one should remain a householder for the third stage of life. For in that stage, one has to return to the austerities and penances formerly practiced in brahmachari life, and thus relieve oneself of the attachment to household life. After being relieved of one's attachments to the materialistic way of life, one may accept the order of sannyasa. As supersoul of the living entities, sitting in everyone's heart, I observe everyone's activity in every stage and order of life, regardless of which stage one is in. When I see that someone is engaged seriously and sincerely in discharging the duties ordered by the spiritual master, and is thus dedicating one's life to the service of the spiritual master, then that person becomes most dear to me. As far as the life of brahmacharya is concerned, if one can continue the life of a brahmachari under the direction of a spiritual master, that is extremely good. But if in brahmachari life one feels sex impulses, then he should take leave of the spiritual master, satisfying him according to the guru's desire. According to the Vedic system, a gift is offered to the spiritual master, which is called Guru Dakshina. Then the disciple should take to householder life and accept a wife according to religious rites. These instructions given by Lord Krishna while talking with his friend, the learned Brahmana Sudama, are very good for the guidance of human society. A system of human civilization that does not promote varna and ashram is nothing but a polished animal society. Indulgence in sex life by a man or woman living single is never acceptable in human society. A man should either strictly follow the principles of brahmachari life, or with the permission of the spiritual master, should get married. Single life with illicit sex is animal life, because for the animals there is no marriage institution. Modern society does not aim at fulfilling the mission of human life. The mission of human life is to go back home, back to Godhead. In order to fulfill this mission, the system of varna and ashram must be followed. And when the system is followed rigidly and consciously, it fulfills this mission of life. But when it is followed indirectly, without guidance of superior order, it simply creates a disturbing condition in human society. And thus, there is no peace and there is no prosperity. My dear friend, I think you must remember our activities during the days when we were living as students. You may recall that once we went to collect fuel from the forest on the order of our guru's wife. And while we were collecting the dried wood, by chance we entered the dense forest and we became lost. Then there was an unexpected dust storm, and then clouds and lightning in the sky, and the explosive sound of thunder. Then the sun set, and we were lost in the dark jungle. And after this, there was severe rainfall. The whole ground was overflooded with water, and we could not trace out the way to return to the ashram of our guru. You may remember that the heavy rainfall, it was not actually rainfall, but a sort of devastation. On account of the dust storm and the heavy rain, we began to feel greatly pained, and in whichever direction we turned, we were bewildered. In that distressed condition, we took each other's hand and tried to find our way out. We passed the whole night in that way, and early in the morning, when our absence became known to our Gurudeva, he sent his other disciples to search us out. He also came with them, and when they reached us in the jungle, they found us to be very distressed. With great compassion, our Gurudev said, "My dear boys, it is very wonderful that you have suffered so much trouble for me. Everyone likes to take care of one's own body as the first consideration. But you are so good and faithful to your guru that without caring for your own bodily comforts, you have taken so much trouble for me. I am also glad to see that bona fide students like you will undergo any kind of trouble for the satisfaction of the spiritual master. And that is the way for a bona fide disciple to become free of one's debt to the spiritual master. It is the duty of the disciple to dedicate one's life to the service of the spiritual master. My dear best of the twice born, I am greatly pleased by your action, and I bless you. May all your desires and ambitions be fulfilled. May the understanding of the Vedas, which you have learned from me, always continue to remain within your memory, so that at every moment you can remember the teachings of the Vedas and quote their instructions without difficulty. Thus, you will never be disappointed in this life or in the next. Oh, my dear friend Sudama, you may remember that many such incidents occurred while we were in the ashram of our spiritual master. Both of us can realize that without the blessings of the spiritual master, no one can be happy. For by the mercy of the spiritual master and by his blessings, one can achieve peace and prosperity and be able to fulfill the mission of human life." Thus ends Chapter 80, Scene 4. Krishna reminds Sudama of their student life. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Vakati Sadma Bando Mui Savadhana Mate Jahara Prashade Bhai E Bhava Soriya Jai. Krishna Prapti
hoy jaha hati. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Korea Aitya Arna Koriho Mane Asha Siguru Charane Rati Ese Uttama Gati Je Prashade Pure Sarva Asha Chakudan Dilo Jai Janme Janme Prabhu She Divya Jnan Ride Prakashito Prema Bhakti Jaha Hoite Avidya Vinasa Jate Vede Gai Jahara Charito Si Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu Lokanath Lokera Jivana Prabhupada Lokera Jivana Haha Prabhu Korodoya Deho More Padachaya Ebe Jat Gusrak Tribhuvana Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Ko Via Aitya Arna Kori Homane Asha Arna Kori Homane Asha Arna Kori Homane Asha.
The lotus feet of my spiritual master are the abode of pure devotional service. I bow down to those lotus feet with great care and attention. My dear mind, it is through the grace of the spiritual master that we may cross over this material existence and obtain Sri Krishna. We should make the teachings from the lotus mouth of our spiritual master one with the heart, and we should not desire anything else. For attachment to the lotus feet of the spiritual master is the best means of spiritual advancement. By his mercy, all desires for spiritual perfection will be fulfilled. The spiritual master has given me the gift of transcendental vision, and he is my Lord birth after birth. By his mercy, divine knowledge is revealed within my heart, and he bestows prema bhakti and destroys ignorance. All the Vedic scriptures sing of his divine character. O my spiritual master, O ocean of mercy, O friend of the fallen souls, You are the teacher of everyone, and you are the life of all the people. O Master, be merciful unto me. Give me the shade of your lotus feet. Now, may your glories be proclaimed throughout the three worlds.